Shavuos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov in the context of the Korban Oil of Yerit. Nitma Bo Azora. What happens if somebody was Nitma? He didn't go into the Azora in a state of Tuma. He touched a Sheretz in the Azora. The Mishnah at the end of Erevin, for instance, points out what happens if there's a Sheretz that's lying dead on the floor of the Azora. On Shabbos, one can't remove it. You'd want to remove it holding onto something, but you can't move it because of Hilchas Muktzah on Shabbos. The Mishnah describes over there what to do. But Nitma Bazar, we're talking over here where either he touched the Sheretz or maybe he had a Tumah Yoytz Migufay. V'nelma Mimenu Tumah, and then he forgot about the Tumah. V'zochur Es HaMikdosh, and then he remembered that he's in the Migdosh. Or you'll say, Nela Mimenu Migdosh, he forgot that he was in the base of Migdosh. He remembers that he's a Tumah. Let's say the Kehanim used to sleep in the confines of the Migdosh. As I state, learn the Mishnah in Tomin and Midas about the Mishmoris of the Kehanim Levim that were there at night when it was their duty. So he remembered that he's in the state of Tumah. He forgot momentarily, he got disoriented, that he was in the Migdosh. Nela Mimenu Zevozeh, he forgot both. V'ishtachavo, and he's in the Migdosh. And he took an extra step instead of just hurrying out. That means it would seem that it's a davar poshut. He's not chayiv a korban or koros for being there. The becoming tomei is something that happened to him. We're not talking over here about somebody who became tomei on purpose. He touched the sheretz. That itself would be the maisa hametame. And he becomes nitma and he's metame da azora. We're talking here about somebody who became tomei. It wasn't his fault. So l'choire, he has to hurry out as soon as possible. He delayed. Hishtachavo, he was mishtachavet. It's a wonderful thing to be mishtachavet, but not when you're in a state of tumah. Rush out as fast as your legs can carry you. Oi, shesho b'chdei hishtachavo. Kabbalah over here, that this is the time. The mice of bowing down on one's knees, that is sho b'chdei hishtachavo. That's the shear of tumah. Mar brings the Rav's Mitzay in it. There's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. V'chol bnei Yisrael roim b'redes ha'eshu kvoid Hashem al ha'bois v'yichru apayim arzu al ha'ritzpo v'yishtachavu v'hoides l'Hashem ki toiv ki lo'olam chazdoi. There's a lot of zachin over here in this pasuk, but the second half of the pasuk, the time that it takes, that's the time of hishtachavu, of kriya. It's not a hurried kriya, it's not a very slow kriya, it's something in the middle. It's all sugis in the Gemara. Boloi baruko chayiv, or he goes out, and he went out right away, but he went out the long way. He's chayiv. He stayed there longer than he had to. B'ktzora potter. He's not chayiv for the being there. That's not his fault. Again, we said if he touched the sheretz on purpose, that's something else. But over here, he didn't become tummy on purpose. So as long as he hurries out, as soon as he has to, that's where he's potter. The Mishnah finishes off with an interesting lashon. Zu hi mitzvah sasei shebimigdosh she'en chayov n'oleo. This is a mitzvah sasei in the Migdosh that shayich to say ein chayov n'oleo. What's the statement over here, ein chayov n'oleo? So, Mirz Hashem, very soon we're going to be learning Maseches Harius. There's a parasha over there that's based on psukim in Parshas Vayikra where the Sanhedrin Agodol ruled erroneously They gave a wrong psak on something that was neged to Klal Yisrael being over on a Chiyuv Chatos. So over there, if they ruled and Klal Yisrael followed their psak, they have to bring a special korban called the Parhel Mdov Shel Tzibur. That korban is only where Klal Yisrael followed the psak that's Chiyuv Chatos, not a Chiyuv korban oil of Yerid. The Loshon of the Mishnah in Hori is Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad is Ein Chayovim by Ruaz Bezna Godl. In a mistake of Asei Valois Asei Sheba Migdosh, the Mishnah over here has been Mitzayin. We'll see more about that in, like we said, Hayriyas Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet. Ve'ezei Mitzis Asei Sheba Nido. There's another example over there where Bezn is Chayev Oleo on a Mitzvah Asei Sheba Nido. The Mishnah points out over there. Why? Because that is Chiv Koros. One of the Chayve Krisus in the Torah is in the parish of Arayis, a bo al ishtoy nido. Not an erva that he can't marry her, they're married, but lamaisa, the maisa bio is a bias Arayis, and it's chayiv koros, chiyuva ichatos, and therefore there's a parahelim dover, and that's what the Mishnah started out with over here. And that's how it comes in over here. Because we're contrasting mitzvah seh shebenida to mitzvah seh shebemikdosh. What's the case of mitzvah seh shebenida l'chor that ishtoi b'shas nidoza is asur aloi and chiyuv ekoros? But that's not what the Mishnah says. There's a mitzvah seh shebenida. It's the lashon of the Mishnah. What's mitzvah seh? Nida is aloi saseh. She's asur aloi. What's the mitzvah seh? The mitzvah seh over here is where he's in a state of tumah. The state of Tumah is not his fault. His mitzvah at this point is to disengage from the state of Tumah as quickly as possible. Similar to what we had in Mishnah Gimel, he's in Nazar, he became Tumah, it's not his fault. His mitzvah is to disengage, to get out as quickly as possible. Even though he was in the state of Tumah, if he doesn't get out, he gets out with a delay. He delays in getting out. That itself is grounds for Chiv Chatos. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The same thing is true over here. What's the Maisa? He was Mishamish in Mishte Tehoira, and she says to him that she could feel a Zivaz Dam. But even where right now, Bishas, Be'emtza, the Maisa Bir, he becomes Tomei. Uperash Miyad, if he's Perish Mimeno Miyad, even though it was Miyad Chayiv, the Pasuk says, "Utihi nidosa olov," that not only is the beer, the ma'aseh beer also, but the yitziyah from the state of a ma'aseh beer, which also gives him hanos haguf, is also unless he's in a state where he can no longer have hanos haguf. The Gemara Nida describes it that he has to be in a state where he's not responsive anymore to the Anos Aguf, and Mamela his Yitzir is not a Maisabir. The Gemara learns that out, Tini Dosa Olov, that when he's in the state of Nida, Tihi, Olov, he's also Mitzuva Oleo, that's the Mitzvah Saseh Shebenida. Here in this context, by the way, of this Mishnah, the Mishnah describes anticipating that his wife will have a Zivaz Dam. Here's where the Gemara fleshes out one of the big Sugis in Shas, the Gedorim of Vestois, where a woman can anticipate that she's going to have a Riaz Dam. If he's Bo'olel, if she's Riaz Dam, it's not his fault. But what happens if she has a Chazoka that she can anticipate because she has a vest? So then the halacha is that he's Bo'olel, you can call him not Mechuyv. Avadi wasn't Bo'olel, Chas V'Shom, expecting that she's going to be Perish Nido, Be'emtza, Ma'isa Bir, but Lo Ma'isa, he was supposed to be Perish. The Gemara has a whole discussion whether Vestus is deraisa, derabonon, whether if Vestus derabonon could, if the chiv to be perish by an oinas vest, derabonon can actually create not being called an oinas, that is called that it was his fault, and he'll be chayav chatos even with his perish miyad on a deraisa level. Is a famous discussion back and forth. The Rambam with the Reb Chaim and Sefer talks about this Nakuda, that even the Oina, the Chiv Prisha of Oina Asamach Levest, the Rabbonon can also create a din that his Chayav Echatas on the Raisa level. We'll finish off Mishnah here. Reb Leza Oimer, Hasheretz Vinela Mimenu. What happens if he's in the Mikdash? He remembers that he became Tomei. The pasuk that talks over here in the parasha of Korban Eilev Yerid goes like this: Oy nefesh hashetiga b'chol dover Tomei. He touched anything that was Tomei. Oy benivlas chayit Tomei. Oy benivlas beimet Tomei. Oy benivlas sheretz Tomei. The pasuk says b'chol dover Tomei, and then lists off nivlas chayo, nivlas behemo, nivlas sheretz. V'nela memenu v'tomei v'oshem. Why does the Torah have to say benivlas sheretz Tomei? Obviously, there's an extra drosh over here because the Torah already said. So because of that, they learn out. This is the drosh over here. Al helam sheretz chayiv. He's touched the sheretz and he forgot. And with that, he has that halama. He had a tumas migdash gadosh. That's what the pasuk was talking about in terms of the chiyuv of korban eilev yorid. Ve'enoy chayiv al helam migdash. He's not chayiv on the halama of migdash. Since the Torah said nevesh hashetiga b'chol dover tomei. The person can't know stamaze that he was tomei. B'chol dover tomei. It has to be specific. He has to know what the tumah was. There has to be a yediyah and then a haloma. A haloma of the specific yediyah. Oh, he touched a sheretz. He touched a nevela, etc. The pirut ha-pasuk teaches us this din. Which means that without the pasuk, you would think that's enough to know that he was tummy, and then he forgot. Okay, that would be enough. But lamaisa, the Mishnah adds a knetch shitzer beleza. Ve'eni chayv al helam migdosh. He also learns that since the Torah is mefarad what the halom is only over here. He forgot about the tumah. Now he forgot that he was in the base of migdosh, which really argues on what we had before. The stomius and the mishnayis before is either a halom of the tumah or a halom of the migdosh. Reb Kiva oimer v'nela mimenu v'hu tomei. Al helam tuma chayiv, ve'eni chayiv al helam migdosh. The same pasuk, forgetting about for a second about the period of all the different types of sibos hatuma, but the pasuk then emphasizes v'nela mimenu. What's nela mimenu? Nela mimenu, any of the above mentioned things, the nivlas chaya, nivlas behema, nivlas sheretz. It sounds like haloma has to be on tuma. So he says also, like we just saw from Rabbi Elazar, al helam tuma chayiv v'eni chayiv al helam migdosh. Again, not like what we had the earlier mishnayis. V'shmol loimim v'nelam v'nelam shtei po'amim l'chayiv al helam tuma v'al helam migdosh. And you see that all the mishnayis held like this before. It seemed that the halacha is like a v'shmol. So now we're finished with the dinim of the zaytig rechelik of yediyas hatuma shtayim shein arba. Yitz Hashem, the next perek, we're going to go to the mesechta proper of Shavuos.